passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Before man had the written word, how did he express his spiritual beliefs? How do tribal people of today, who don't use writing within their culture, celebrate their spirituality? Emmanuel Anati is professor of paleoethnology at the University of Lecce in Italy.
There is an oral tradition which goes on for generations. We have traditions of belief in afterlife, in world after death. There are traces of cult of the dead going back 150,000 years with Neanderthal man. This is kind of spirituality, and it is also a base for understanding the cognitive process of the human mind that is asking questions and wants answer, and when they don't find answers that can be demonstrated, they invent answers. This is a human need which represents the curiosity of the human mind, and without curiosity, men wouldn't be sapiens. Curiosity didn't kill the cat. Curiosity killed whoever doesn't have curiosity.
And can we, through art and things like that, actually see how that curiosity may have changed? Or is it fundamentally the same for us in the 21st century as it was perhaps for Neanderthal man?
Yes. Well, there are periods in which curiosity may be ephemeral. This is a sort of escape from reality. And we live in an age in which curiosity may be ephemeral now. But the basic curiosity of man is answering the first question that a newborn child learns to ask, why? And why is one of the first words that newborn babies learn to say. See, man is born with the curiosity of knowing why. And why is very vast. Then you put your why wherever you want. Why I am born? Why I am what I am? Why all the things around me? Why I have a mother? And what would happen if I didn't have a mother? This is one of the questions of the children. And this is the first question of humanity. And this means that humanity looks for ancestors because of this question, which is part of our nature. The quest for the past is the base for asking questions for the future. To build in a concept in which you are born, but what were you before being born? And you are now 20 or 40 or 100 years old. What is going to happen tomorrow? And what is going to happen after I am no more there? You see, these are questions that belong to a humanity which is concerned about the future of humanity. There are so many disputes in the world today. People hate each other, fight against each other. But if an army would come out from an outer star, from an outer galaxy, and try to conquer the world, that would be the occasion for humanity to reunite and to fight all together to survive. You see, and this is the spirit of humanity. They get together when they need to get together. And when they don't need to get together, when they get bored, they hate and fight each other. Well, religion, which is one of the main topics of humanity, actually, enters in this logic of understanding or questioning why and trying to answer to this question. And I think that humanity is lucky because we don't succeed in answering all our questions. The day we answered all our questions, we will be dead. There will be no culture anymore.
That's Emmanuel Anati, Professor of Paleoethnology at the University of Lecce in Italy. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.